Dreamscape presents Finding Langston by Lisa Klein Ransom. Narrated by Dion Graham.
Never really thought much about Alabama's red dirt roads, but now all I can think about is kicking up their dust. I miss the hot sun on the back of my neck and how now the racket of cicadas seems like no sound at all. At the end of a school day, before I had to get home and do my chores, I could take my time walking just as slow as I pleased without someone pushing past and cutting their eyes like I was a stray dog come asking for scraps. The school bell rings loud, and I remember I'm a long way from Alabama, dirt roads and slow walking. I grab my satchel and make my way fast down the stairs, through the schoolyard, past block after block of the cracked sidewalks of Chicago's South Side. I step quick past Binger State Bank, the Jackson Funeral Home, and Saul's Butcher Shop with rows of bologna hanging in the window like a curtain. I wish it were home I was rushing to. Instead, I'm hurrying to get as far away as I can from Haynes Junior High School. I sidestep a group of loud-talking women outside the Lux Beauty Parlor and a tired old man with round shoulders. Just like in Alabama, folks here are in all shades of brown. So many, they call this part of Chicago the Black Ghetto, or the Black Belt. But of all the names this place is called, I love the name Bronzeville, a place filled with people, each one some color of bronze.
Finally, I reach 4501 Wabash Avenue.
At my building, I sit on the stoop and catch my breath, waiting before I have to climb the broke-down stairs and walk hallways smelling like 2-day-old garbage.